Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Evening all, I'm Richard Webster, Gamertag Big Bad Daddy, and this is your Overseas Connection podcast, episode 392, October 15th, 2016, the year of our Lord. On this week's show, we have a stellar lineup, some fantastic news and games we've been playing, but first of all, let's go around the table and introduce ourselves. Underneath the table, doing God knows what, Mark Hannix, Gamertag Mark Hannix, say hello.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Rich. Yes, Mark Hannix on Xbox Live, PSN, Steam, and Twitters. How's it going? Not seen you for a while, Rich. How are you doing?
I've been fighting the free speech fight, mate.
Yeah, I've noticed you're into the old politics lately.
No, I mean, I've just been leaving, like, really five-star reviews on Battlefield on the online chat.
<All right.
laughs> It's preemptively, yeah. We also have Fraser Moores. He's come over from Canada. I paid for his boat trip. It's taken him 6 weeks, but he's finally here. Fraser, say hello.
That's a pretty slow boat these days, I think, isn't it? 6 weeks, I think.
Rowboat.
Take that long. Rowboat. Oh, you get out of there. Yeah. Yeah. I'm good, Richard. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I've got my water and I've got my coffee and I've got three attractive people. Sorry, two attractive people. I didn't realise you were there, Kim. I'm only messing.
Great talk.
She does kick. Rich, yeah. You know she does kickboxing, don't you?
Yeah, well, sorry. Sorry. No, I'm only messing. We have the very beautiful GamerGirl27 here tonight. Say hello, Kim. Say hello to all of your fan.
Hey, everybody. You know. My one fan, as it were, and
that's
yeah.
Me. I'm your fan, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. They say like hate speech is like, I don't know, like complimentary in a way. Jealous, you know. Oh, that guy, he's got a jag. What a cunt! You really want a jag, basically.
Yeah. When you slag off a woman, that means you love him, really.
Basically, yeah. It's like when I used to go around pulling pigtails on all the lads. You know, because it was the 80s, we all had pigtails, it was really weird. This is a gaming podcast for the wise, mature people who are not at all silly. Sploosh, I don't know if that's our tagline, but it's on the screen, so I'm reading it anyway.
Where did that come from?
Robin.
I don't know.
Can't you tell that's from Robin?
I don't know, I just didn't realise it was being said a lot. I was like, what?
I don't know if I can play it, but if I get a chance later on, I'll play it. He left a voice message on the WhatsApp today, and he was pissed and happy and jolly and oh, it was so funny. I'll see if I can get that later on for you.
Yeah, get that on. We want to listen to that shit. Yeah. We broadcast live every week over the radio waves, 11 p.m. UK time, and then other times around the world. I don't really know what times they are. I'm not a racist. we've got our intros out the way, guys. So we're all sorted. You can catch us on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, and twitch.tv/ocpodcast, because we left the old ship behind. That's gone. It's in the past.
Even though you're rocking the old logos.
I'm rocking the old logos, but it's all in the past, kind of like Donald Trump's scandals. It's all 20 years ago. It's fine. Right, so has anybody got a story?
I've got one. I'll let Fraser go first. Dear.
My Jaguar is fixed.
Is it? Yay! How many thousands of dollars did it cost you then?
A couple of thousand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there you go. Such is the way. Yeah. So, there you go. That's my story, Rich.
Oh, so you're the cunt with the Jag?
That's right. You know it.
Wow.
Yeah, he thought it was just a simple coolant reservoir change.
Turned out to be a little bit more than that. Well, it was one of those things, once everything was open and accessible, it was better to get it done while it was in there. So I had a lot of transmission work done and stuff. So I'm a very happy man. Once you, when it's not there for 2 weeks, you realize how nice it is to get it back. So
Baby. What about your story, Mark? What's your story? Glory.
I've been delving into your world, Rich. I've been doing a bit of the old PC wankery. I've got myself a gaming PC now.
Oh, wow. Yes, this was big news.
Yeah, I was on last week to talk about it. It was all by chance. A friend of mine has got a new PC. He's a young kid. He's only 14, 15, and he's His mum's got quite a bit of cash to splash around, so he's natted his mum for a new PC. This one's only 2 years old, but it's got a fault on it. So I've had a look at it, and I was pretty confident it was the graphics card what was faulty. It's got an AMD Radeon in it, a RX 9, something, 200 series. And it was all flickering and playing up when it warmed up. So yourself and Hardly Dan and a lot of other good folk gave me quite a bit of advice and suggestions. So I've managed to get hold of a GTX 950 temporarily. Put that in, and it's working perfectly. It runs really, really well. I'm really happy with it. So
nice.
Yeah, I might better actually play some of my Steam games I've had for the past 2 or 3 years, what I've never played.
2 or 3 years? So would that be like, I don't know, Football Manager 2013 and Limbo and...
No, I've got XCOM on there. They're all ones what I've picked up in sales and Humble Bundles. Farming Simulator 2014, I think I've got.
Wow. Yeah. Well, farming doesn't change, really, so no. You're not missing out. It's not changed for thousands of years. It's not like, what, they got a new tool, a new type of spade. It's just, let's call a spade and just get on with it, eh? Yeah. That's what I say to those farmers. I don't know. Why am I kicking off at farmers?
I've been a Mac user now for a good, 3 or 4 years now, so I've sort of like...
Mark, you make it sound like this is some sort of community sort of circle where people are going to admit that. My name's Mark. I've been a Mac user for 5 years.
I'm a proud Mac
well
user.
Well done, Mark. Welcome.
I'm a proud
it's
Mac user.
It's going to be okay.
But what I'm saying is it's been weird getting back into the Windows side of things. So you get used to your operating system, don't you? So yeah, but yeah, it's good. I'm enjoying it so far. So yeah, if anyone wants to add me on Steam, it's the same as my gamer tags everywhere else. It's Mark Alex. So just give us an ad. But that's my story for the week, Rich.
Can I be a little bit of a peek? Can I just hijack the PC conversation and just get Mr. Richard Webster online here? We got the PC knowledge. You couldn't ask this with anybody else. Okay. What do you know of the HD 7850, Rich? Do you know of that card?
It's
a Radeon.
7850.
Yeah, 2 gig. 2 gig, 4.8 gigahertz, GDDR5. I have no idea what any of this means.
I do know. I have a suggestion from Hardly Dan, because he's just purchased one of these. The XFX R480. I can't remember the gigabytes. I think it's 6. It's just come out as this card. I can't remember what the name... It's got a model name, a fancy name. But apparently this new AMD graphics card is supposed to be the bomb. It's supposed to be as powerful as a 1060, if not better. And it's quite cheap, so...
What's quite cheap?
I think it's 250 quid.
That's not that cheap, is
it? 1060 and a 1080... Well, the 1080 is 500 quid.
That's not that cheap, that's for sure.
The 7850's last gen, in terms of PC graphics cards, so like, you know, a couple of years, it will probably do okay with most games that have come out, 1080p, 60 frames per second, mix of medium to high. You'll do all right. You won't be getting 4K 60fps on Battlefield 1, but, you know, if that's your budget, you'll be pretty satisfied with the majority of games.
Well, that sounds all right, because that's what I got.
Yeah,
right.
So...
Sounds about the same spec as that 950 I've just got, then.
Yeah, it's roughly sort of that kind of range. It's like low to mid-range type thing. It's like just below like the 960 and 7870 type of stuff. As long as you go easy on the anti-aliasing and some post-processing
effects.
That's
what you said, I think. That's what I think I heard you say. We've hijacked this. This is now the PC podcast.
Yeah.
I think I heard you say that, and that was something that I've never really been told of the sort of what things are good to tweak. Things that I may not even really care about. I'm not one who's sitting there going, oh, I mean, I need 4K, or I need, you know, I'd rather sacrifice and get the 60 frames per second.
Yeah.
And what are the key things to sort of to turn down?
Well, it's there's like a fixed list of things that I check. Some games call things slightly differently, but most games have a set list of things that they all share in common. Some games are more CPU intensive than graphics intensive, so some settings may have different results depending on the game. But generally, what you want to do when you get your game is you want to set it to 1080p. You want to have 16 AF. I think it's like anisotropic filtering or something is it's called. So 16 AF, so that's like your minimum. You don't want anything less than that, really. So 10 HP, 16 AF, put everything on high. This is what I do. Put everything on high and then drop down. These are the key things that you want to look for if you want to gain FPS. Drop shadows down to medium or low. Shadows is a massive killer. In some games, like The Witcher and things, you get like 30 frames per second for dropping down from like ultra to medium. Right. It's ridiculous. So shadows and anti-aliasing are the ones. They're the ones that really sort of hurt you, really. If you've got a 2 gig card and you're using most games, you can high texture settings is usually okay. Other games like Battlefield 1 or The Witcher 3, high might be too much for a 2 gig, depending on the game, because you've only got so much RAM. The bigger the texture, the more RAM you'll need. So the key things you want to look for are shadows, anti-aliasing, and texture size. If but most cards should be all right with high and all that. But yeah, shadows, medium, low, anti-aliasing, drop it down to 2x or off and put some FXAA on or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm probably sounding very alien. But yeah, the shadows is the main one. Shadows, yeah. Don't want to sacrifice your resolution, because if you're not playing it, your monitor's native resolution, it looks shit compared right. to what it could look like. And really, any card that's modern can do 1080p. It's not a problem. Mm. Okay, so shadows, anti-aliasing, and post-processing as well. Things like blur and all that. Turn all that off. Motion blur and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Turn all that off.
Not the park life blur.
No, never the park life. Jesus. Oh,
okay. So, yeah, just to clarify on the graphics card I mentioned earlier, just so Harley Dan doesn't send me some nasty emails, it's XFX Radeon RX 480 Black Edition, which is an overclocked version, and apparently it's super-duper, and it's £240. So, So that's enough PC wankery, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it is. We'll slide off while we're talking about wankery. Kim, what have you been playing?
What have I been playing? Witcher 3.
That's what I mean by wankery, because I know you love good old Geralt. Geralt?
Geralt, yeah.
He-Man, yeah. Whatever Geralt. He goes by.
There you go, Geralt, yeah. Yeah, no.
If you're in the north of England, it's Geralt. If you're in America, it's Geralt.
Yeah.
Or if either you're from way, Iceland, I'm happy.
It's Udafrikt. So, whatever you...
Doesn't
whatever
quite have the same ring to it, but all right.
Whatever your sausage.
Or if
you know,
you're in the Middle East, it's Durka-Durka.
Durka-Durkistan.
Oh dear!
I would just upset half a world there. So
yeah, we're not racist.
Just upset none of our listeners. Yeah.
Sorry, Kim. Go on.
Anyway, yeah, I've been playing a little Witcher 3. I finally almost got the Bloody Baron's storyline almost done. So I'm at the very end where, if you've played it, you know what I'm talking about. You've got to go find his wife, because I've already found his daughter. So now I've got to find his wife. So. And I haven't found her yet. I've got sidetracked by, well, you know, the tens of thousands of other things you can do in that game. So, you know. Plus, my nephew really likes it when I go and find a bandit camp and, like, slice a dude in two. So,
you know. He does, too. I like that.
Yeah, he's for a 3-year-old, he's kind of bloodthirsty, but what are you going to do? So,
Yeah, what can you do? You know, you can't just, like, you know, turn it off.
Well, no!
you've got to sit through it. And show him how the world works. If you go, well, yeah, if you can't cut a man in half, I don't know what we're all doing here. Really.
Oh, yeah. I had one the other day. I sliced both his legs off, and he turns and he looks at me, and he's like, did you just cut his legs off? I think they fell off. He had some sort of disease or something.
So, he got leprosy again.
Yeah, exactly. We called him Lieutenant Dan, you know.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah. Gary Sinise, what a legend.
There you go. So, yeah, Witcher 3, that's pretty much, you know, I had a little hankering the other day for some Dragon Age, so I may have to fire that back up, because I still haven't finished the last DLC yet. Yeah. So, we'll see, you know. Well, I've still got Gears 4 and Battlefield 1 sitting on my Xbox. Let's play some games that came out, like, 2 years ago.
That's how it works. Mark will be a test of that. That's how PC gaming works. You just play games. Crysis. Yeah, I'm playing Crysis again. It's just one of them things. So you've only been playing The Witcher 3. I'm going to move over to Fraser and ask him what I'm pointing at you now, Fraser, but you can't say because it's off camera because it's rude. But what have you been playing, Fraser? Me?
Well, actually, I think we're going to kill a couple of birds with one stone here because yeah. I've my list is exactly two-thirds of Mark's list. So, yeah. Awesome. But I have been playing a couple of things. Up-to-date modern games, which is generally surprising. I've been playing... I picked up Rainbow Six Siege. We talked about that when I was on the show last time and how I was upset that I'd missed it on sale. And lo and behold, it came back on sale again. So I grabbed that for, I think it was $25. I couldn't resist that. And you know how I bought it? It's one of those things. You know, when you get a massive, you know, like when you're sort of like, oh, man, I really, really can't afford to be spending $25 right now. You know what? Things are a little bit, you know.
Yeah, I've just fixed the payment. You know,
well, I've not made any money. That hadn't come. Well, that was just going. I was just like, you know, I haven't been, you know, really, should I really be spending money on video games right now? You know, and then I got the bill for $1,500. You just go, well, I've got a bill for $1,500. Might as well buy Rainbow Six Siege because it's really drop in the ocean next to it. And you can justify it and buy a load of video games, right? It makes you feel like you don't feel any guilt. It's great. So I bought that. And I knew it was good. We talked about this, Mark, before and how it had sort of been a little bit under the radar when it was released, but people had found its worth, and it's definitely great. I mean, I fired it up, and at first I thought, I don't think it looks super next gen or anything like that. And it's the Rainbow Six, it's a little bit of magic that Rainbow Six has in that it seems a little bit janky. It doesn't seem like it's got lots to it, and particularly if you come from Battlefield or Call of Duty land. I mean, it is definitely not one of those games, but it's still a first-person shooter. But it just has that Rainbow Six thing of, you know, your first time you play it, you know, to go get these terrorists, you steam in there and you get the absolute, you know what, kicked out of you. Sorry, I've got kids running around. Yeah. But then you take your time and you sort of take it easy. Whoa! Downstairs, please.
That's the wife again. That's the wife again.
Wow. Sorry, we've been telling them about 100 times we got to record. Anyway, and then sort of you go and play and you're fighting these terrorists and you realize the sort of game that you have to play, which is sneaky and taking your time and watching your corners. And it's just – it's addictive. It's really good. And I play it with my son and he's really enjoying it. And then we were very lucky to get Mark on for a game. And the three of us went in and did some terrorist hunting. And it was a bit of a – we weren't doing very well to start with. But once we settled down and you figure out the best way to – but you have to talk. You have to talk with each other and take your time. And then we got Pilch Reed on for a game as well. And it was just once you start having people in and playing together, it's great. It's really good. And I've been playing it for quite a bit. I'm nowhere near unlocking or trying all the stuff. So it ekes out all these extra weapons and things to breach and defend with or whatever. It's great. So,
once you've unlocked a couple of operatives and a few attachments for your weapons, it opens up a bit more and you sort of like get your own play style and how you like it. So yeah, it's really good. And it was great playing with the two moves. Stan Moo and Fraser Moo. Yeah, it was great. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. Yeah, Stan's a bit of a Rambo. He was running in there all over the place and just getting himself killed straight away. But then, you know, he's the learning curve has come in that we need to take it easy. And we're doing much better than we were before. And for a lot of the going in, just the two of us, because you can take five people in on these situations, and we're only going in with two. So it's a lot harder. But if you work together and stick together and don't go crazy.
Yeah, I've got a quite a cool video on my Xbox Live activity feed. Just after you and Stan left, me and Pilch carried on for a few more rounds, and we entered a room, and Pilch triggered a C4 charge on the left-hand wall, and it sent his body flying right across the room. It was really funny. So nice. I've got that on my video feed on the activity thing. So, yeah. I'll post that on YouTube, I think, on the podcast YouTube as well. That was quite cool.
So yes, Rainbow Six Siege is what I've been playing. Mark, anything you want to add to that, or are we gonna double up?
No, yeah, I think you've covered it all. Really, I was just going to add that I've played it with the two moves and Pilch this week. So that's all I was going to add to it.
Yeah, I definitely like to see. I missed out on the play with. True Skill, that you guys did, and I think that would have been a hoot. So if we could arrange something like that again, I'd be well up for that, because I think it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, they did say on my last podcast they do want a rematch. So yeah,
okay, good.
Definitely be up for
there
that.
There you go.
They're a good bunch of guys to play with. A good laugh.
Yeah. Well, it just seems to be a nice little it's its own little niche-y type of game. You know, it's not quite like anything else that is out there. So it's a good one to have in the library, I think. And also I picked up Forza Horizon 3, which is the blockbuster racing game that's been released by Microsoft. And what a tremendous game that is, isn't it?
It's good, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's very good. Very, very slick. The production value is out of this world. I've played Horizon, and I don't know if I played Horizon 2. Maybe I played Horizon 2. I can't remember. Same thing that the other ones offered. I really like it because I find it very difficult to get into the in-depth racers like Forza or Gran Turismo. I just don't have the dedication and the ability to sit down and race around the same tracks over and over and over. But the way Forza Horizon is much more arcadey, and as long as you go do a couple of things here and there that it's telling you to do, it will then start feeding out, more things for you to do and keeps it interesting. And every time I thought, I'm getting a little bit bored of this, it just notches or just throws something at you that keeps it interesting again. And like Rainbow Six, there's more online action with Marcanix again and Robin.
Yeah, Bongo was in there, wasn't he?
Bongo was on there, yeah, and it was great fun. So, yeah. It seems to be a wonderful game. I'm not surprised it's doing well. That's very possible. Both those could be up there in my top five of the year. Very possible.
What do you like most about it? I haven't played it for now.
I like the bite size racing that it is. You know, I'm not too keen. I like to think that I'm like most men. I like to think that I basically could have been a Formula One Grand Prix driver.
Obviously.
But the reality might be, and I'm not prepared to give it up yet, but the reality, it's very possible that I'm not the best driver on the planet. And even racing against Bongo, I mean, he really showed us. He's got some skill there. And Mark, I tried to keep up with Mark, but even Mark was edging away from me, and I couldn't keep up with Mark too. And the thing is, you make a mistake, that's it. I mean, you're done. So when you're playing games like Forza, the full Forza games or whatever, if you make mistakes like that, I mean, your race is pretty much over. Whereas these ones, you know, you're only a tiny three-lap race or a quick sprint to, you know, a couple of miles across the map. And it's that sort of arcadey bite-size aspect of it.
And in the single player as well, you've got the rewind button, which when you crap like me and you hit every obstacle going, it's invaluable, is that thing.
Yeah, I've never really used the rewind button. One of the things I found which was interesting about this is that I was winning all the races, and then it said to me, oh, it looks like you're winning all the races. We'd like us to adjust the difficulty. And I said yes, and now I'm losing, like literally coming last in everything. And I'm not sure whether that's bad or a good thing. I mean, you still get – the thing is, as long as you finish the races, you still get the credits and you get the fans or whatever to help you progress. Yeah. So – I guess it's if it helps me improve, then
that's always annoyed me in games because there's quite a few difficulty levels, isn't there? You start off a beginner, there's average, and there's about five or six different driver tile levels. But you just go from average to above average, and then it seems a massive spike where you'd expect a small slope. If you know what I mean? So yeah, there do seem to be quite steep progression on the difficulties. I think I'm playing it on above average at the moment. I was playing it on hard, but I won't win in everything, so I dropped it down a bit. But that's only single player, so it don't matter, does it?
No, so it's good. I haven't gone online with it, only with, when I say online, I'm not sure what the online component is with other people, but when we played together, yeah, we just did some races between the three or four of us, which was pretty cool. So yeah, it's really neat. Looks beautiful. Cars are cool. I've got a Range Rover dressed up in the AA livery, which I just love. Makes me laugh every time I take it out. It's good.
Excellent, guys. So anything else?
No.
Okay, the only thing I've got to talk about is Battlefield 1, but I'm not going to talk about it much, really, because it was weeks ago.
I've got one more game. Sorry, I thought you meant just Fraser.
No, I'm just ignoring your last game. No one cares.
Right, okay.
No, I'm only messing. Go for it. Go for it. Do you think this might be part of the reason why Microsoft sold so well this month or last month? Do you think this game could be part of the reason?
As well as probably Horizon 3.
Yeah, we're obviously talking about Uno 3.
Do you mean why Microsoft had the console sales? They're up again. I don't think so. I think it's a combination of it's a very attractive package.
The new hardware.
And so many people don't have Xboxes. We forget the install base of the PlayStation 4 is already super high.
Mm. We do forget that a lot. Yeah. I'll bring that up at the next meeting. Let me write that down. Don't forget. Everyone, it's like fridges. When Wall Street crashed, it was because everyone already owned a fridge. So all the stocks were in fridges. No one was buying fridges anymore. Stocks collapsed. That's an oversimplified economical lesson of how Wall Street crashed in 1920, whatever. But there you go. It was because everyone was buying a fridge because it was new. And it was like, oh, wow, these fridges are amazing. Don't have to stick me shit in the shed anymore. So everyone was buying a fridge. Everyone put their stocks in fridges because it was skyrocketing. And then once everybody owned a fridge, no one was buying fridges anymore. And so you're basically saying obviously from an economical standpoint, you're saying that because everyone's got a PlayStation, people are like, I've got all this extra cash. Might as well get an Xbox because Madden and Gears. Mm. Or is that me? Are you not saying that or am I saying that? Because if I'm saying that, then we're both saying the same thing together. But
I think it's a combination of a couple of factors. One, I think the PlayStation install base is high enough that a lot of people will be adding the Xbox, which is great value right now. Over here, I'm not exactly sure on the pricing over there, but right now the Xbox is very, very competitively priced over here. So
about £4, I think.
The lineup from Xbox has really hit their stride right now, and their games lineup and their backward compatibility, and PlayStation is a little bit of a damp squib right now, I think.
There's even rumours they might be going backward compatible on Xbox original games, aren't they? I saw that this week. They're on a bit of a roll. I think 360 sales were so high because they'd only last a year or so, then they'd red ring and break, so you had to buy another one anyway.
I think so.
I think that's why 360 sales were so high. But the last game I've played is Nicole's favourite franchise. It's Gears of War 4. Finally got that on Tuesday. I played first couple of acts in the campaign. Really enjoying it, to be honest. But the story's quite intriguing. I still don't fully know what the situation is with who's on who and everything. It's a bit of a mystery at the moment, so that's quite good. I've played the Horde mode, which is what the main reason I got this game for. Did 20 rounds of Horde with Nicole. When was it? Thursday night, I think. Yeah, we did 20 rounds of Horde, so that was cool. There was only two of us as well, so it got a bit tough towards the end. She kept having to revive me and recover my cog tags. So Horde mode 3.0. The biggest differences to previous Horde mode is you can choose a class now. Before you couldn't really choose a class. You all had this sort of, you could choose your starting weapon, but it was either usually the Lancer, the Retro Lancer, or the shotgun or a sawn-off shotgun. Now you can choose proper classes, so you can be a sniper, you can be an assault, you can be an engineer, which is what I like playing as. So you go around repairing all the fortifications and everything, and your turrets. So that's quite a cool addition. And also, now if you get killed, you drop your cog tags on the deck, and one of your teammates can actually pick them up, take it back to the base where you've got your fabricator, and they can revive you that way. So that's quite a cool addition.
That's fucking class.
Yeah, so that's quite a cool move. And then when you kill enemies, you get energy, and you can go around and pick up energy. They drop extra energy, and then you take it back to your central base, which is called a fabricator, and then this energy goes into there, and it's like a bank, really. You hear this, like, ka-ching noise, and it goes in. And then with that energy, you can purchase extra fortifications like barriers and turrets and sentry guns and even weapon disposable boxes sort of thing, dispensers type thing, so you can pick up a new type of weapon. So, yeah, it's really cool. That's about it, really, on that. That's all I've done on it. I've not got too far into the campaign. So I'll probably talk more on that next week when Nicole's back on, I think.
Yeah, you've got none of your gearhead friends here.
No,
Kim, you didn't get it then. It wasn't.
No, I got it. I just haven't played it.
Yeah,
I've been witchering, so.
But like,
blurred by the pecs again.
like Nicole said last week, if you like Gears of War and you like 3, then you're gonna love this. I agree with Nicole. 3 is still my favourite, but this is on par for me so far. I know Nick said she still prefers 3 over 4, but so far, because of the Horde mode side of it, because I prefer Horde mode, I love this new Horde mode. It's fantastic. So.
Mode.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So it sounds like
mode of a code.
Sounds like good stuff.
Sorry, can we just go back, Kim? So you got Gears 3. You've got Gears 4.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You haven't fired it up yet.
No, she's too busy playing with Geralt.
Geralt's sword.
Yeah,
there you go. No, well, honestly, to be honest, the other day when the Battlefield 1 came out, I had to download it. That took 24 hours. Unbeknownst to me, apparently I didn't download Gears 4 when it came out. I thought I had, because, you know, you thought you're supposed to have that Xbox set up and it's supposed to do it automatically.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, so, you're buying digitally, are you?
Yeah, so it, like I said, it took 24 hours for Battlefield 1 to download. I don't know how long it took Gears 4 to download, so it took a while. So that was why. Right. Well, that and Geralt.
Can I just add one more thing, Rich? Right, yeah. Talking of Battlefield 1, EA Access, fuck you, EA, and your fucking trials. We know we've got a 10-hour trial. You don't have to keep popping the screen up every fucking 5 minutes saying, you have got 10 hours left of your trial. Because every time that happens, it pauses the game, but you're in multiplayer and you get shot and killed. So that's been pissing me off today. I played one round today of Battlefield 1, and the fucking trial warning message came up 3 times in one round. So I turned it off and gave it up.
You should buy the full version, Mark.
No, because apparently, apparently Greg's got a deal on this or something, so I'm waiting for Greg.
Oh, nice.
It's a 10-hour trial. You shouldn't get this warning. None of the other games have done it. I tweeted out as well. Well, I did a game clip on the feed, and Phil Fee tweeted me. And I said, yeah, he's got the same problem, and he said it's affecting everyone. And it's, I think it's something they've overlooked or they've done wrong, because it shouldn't really. I've never seen that before in a. Obviously, when you first start the game up for the first time, yeah, it's going to say, oh, you've got so many hours left. But this is popping up every 5 minutes. It's ridiculous.
So, that's nuts.
Yeah, so rant over. Carry on, Rich. Sorry.
It's fine, mate. I'm going to bring it
down, soldier.
I'm going to bring it right back around and just throw some love on Battlefield. I played the beta a few weeks ago, but I've been on since then. But the game, when I first played it, I didn't like it. I thought this is not going to be as good as Battlefield 4. I didn't like the, you know, base bubbles and, you know, apples and just the general tone seemed weird. But give it 40 minutes, lads, all right? 2 flag matches, and this game is the tits. I can't really describe what it is, but it's basically amazing. You know, I've got a massive lexicon. I know I've got all the words. I know the best words. The game's amazing.
Like Homer Simpson said when he met that guy, he goes, oh, you wrote that book on how to improve your word power. That book is really, really, really good.
Yeah. Simpsons. Yeah, so Battlefield 1 comes out on Friday. Chinny's actually bought it me as a gift. Mike Chin.
Wow.
Doing the website.
Oh, right, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, and also the hand job. But that was inconsequential,
well,
really.
I thought it. He said it.
Yeah.
That's for the DLC.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's gonna text me the code next week when it comes, so I'm going to play that next week. I've got my brother booked in.
He sent you a code?
Yeah, he's bought it. He's going to send me the code.
Code.
I love it when he says that.
Be on the wall. Send a raven.
When I first started Battlefield 1 up, it actually starts up in campaign mode. You don't get really much of a choice. And graphically, it looked really good. It's amazing. And it doesn't pull no punches. It's really bloodthirsty introduction. And it comes up on the screen about World War One and what it was like and the reality of it. And if you go to war, there's a fucking big, massive chance you ain't coming back. And it was really good. So, yeah, it's going to be good when it comes out fully for me. I can't wait to play it. But there's too many games out, man. There's too much to play.
No, that's like saying there's too many women.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Mark?
Yeah, but...
pick one. And pick Battlefield.
Yeah.
You don't need anything else. I've actually got my brother booked in. I've scheduled, I don't say scheduled, but I'm going to say it tonight. I've scheduled him in for Saturday, all day. It's just going to be Battlefield 1 all day.
My nephew's getting it, and they're coming up as well in a couple of weeks. So I might be playing quite a bit of it then when they come up. So
yeah, it's just good times. And what I liked about the beta, I'll say this about EA, they basically made it like no man's land, no pun intended, for the last day, because they turned off the timer. Because before that, the timer was like 20 minutes a game, wasn't it? Regardless of tickets, so, like
yeah,
they turned the timer off. So, like, games lasted Battlefield hours again, like hours, like hour and a half, like hour and 10 or whatever it is. And it just made the games, it's the freedom, I think, to do what you want. But here's the last thing I'll say. It's a quick tip for anyone who's, you know, maybe played it, maybe not played it or whatever. The armored train, right? As long as you've not [S2] Yeah. [S1] Got a dickhead driving it, the armored train is fantastic, right? And here's a tip. I think there's six seats on the armored train. One of them, I think it's near the back, you can do a full 360 turn on the gun, and it shoots like big cannon bullets, and shoots them in quick succession as well. So it's, if you can get on the train and get in that gun, I can't remember which one it was. I thought it was C4, but I don't think it is C4. But all the other guns are restricted to like certain sides, you know, like tanks.
Is a more legroom on C4? I only like seats with more legroom.
Basically, yeah, it's kind of like. It's basically just like you can go round, but you can shoot all the planes down. You can kill loads of people. It's class. And like I said, as long as you've not got a tit driving it, you're all right. I had some tit in one of my last games. We ruined the game. We got the train. And then he was just going in. And then he just drove into like the desert area in between bases and then didn't move.
Yeah.
He was just like staying. It's like, lad, go to the bases. The bases are lined along the track. You go to the base, you take the base, and you go to the next base, and that's what happens. But yeah, it's dead cool. And if anyone hasn't seen it, Stone Mountain 64.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Very funny guy. He did a Battlefield video, and it was quite funny. He was like, this is what did he say? This is like cherub eagles, oranges, over, and all that stuff. Yeah. Just really funny.
I thought they might have done like what they did in Battlefield 4, because one of the maps on Battlefield 4, there's a train system on that, but it's like a moving capture point.
Yeah, that's I know,
yeah,
the one you mean.
Yeah, you know which one. Yeah, I thought that was quite a good move. And when I first saw the train in the beta on that desert map, I thought that was going to be the same thing, but it didn't. But yeah,
no, it's basically like the map you're talking about is Goulman Railway. And yeah. It's the other side near the away from the building site. It's like that side. But in Battlefield 1, the train acts kind of like I believe this is what I guessed anyway. It's the losing team can get it.
Yeah.
So the team that's like losing or coming down in points or whatever, and it's basically like they've just given you a way to like come back, because all too often in Battlefield, you'd completely wipe out the opposing team, don't you? It's like you slay them sometimes, like absolutely destroy them. I think this is a way for them to say, like, look, you can turn the game around if you get this. Yeah. What I'm looking forward to, though, is Titan mode from Battlefield 2142. If they have something like that, which I believe they do, where, like, I think they're using blimps this, you know, don't quote me on this, but I think the blimps are going to be like Titans, where you can attack it as a base. It's a moving command center, basically. Right. And you can like parachute from it and stuff, and you got to kill the other blimp to get to win.
I know in the earlier Battlefields, like in 3 and 4, and I know definitely 1943, you can go into like a building and you can do like a bombing run, couldn't you? Like a bomb raid.
Yeah, you can take over the planes. You can do that in Battlefield 4. It's like the AC guns, isn't it?
Yeah,
the
plane. That's right, yeah.
Well, yeah, in 1943, that on Xbox Live, that fucking bomber run, when you control the bomber planes and you just drop bombs all across, like, Iwo Jima, That was class. That was really good, that. That was a great game. Underrated. 1943. I think,
yeah,
personally,
I love that game. Yeah.
I think 1943 was better than Call of Duty 4.
Yeah.
I'm just putting it out there. Yeah, there you go.
Love that game.
That's the Battlefield 1943 music.
Yeah.
That's the weird thing for me, man. I can... Don't quote me on it. Don't... Please, Jason, don't send trivia, but...
You can tell the game from the music.
I think I can. I can tell which Battlefield from which team.
Right. Let's test you.
Oh, no. I shouldn't have said that. Okay, let's give it a go. We'll try. We'll see. Yeah. I didn't play Battlefield 3 very much, so let's hope you don't play Battlefield 3. That's Battlefield 4.
Nope.
Battlefield 1?
Nope.
3?
What? Is that 3?
Yeah.
I just said I didn't play much, Mark.
I'm like, no, that's 3.
Do another one.
That's all I've got. I've got the trailer theme song. You'll get this.
Seven Nation Army by...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's about it for Battlefield game theme songs. I've got this
play
theme,
the rock,
but it's...
Play the rock one.
What's that one? Come on, you must know that.
That's Uncharted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not Battlefield.
I know, I've said I've no more Battlefield ones.
There's loads of Battlefield 1942, Battlefield Vietnam, Battlefield 2, all the expansion packs for Battlefield 2, Battlefield 3, Battlefield 2 Modern Combat on Xbox and PlayStation. You've got Battlefield 3, you've got Battlefield 2142, Battlefield 4, Battlefield 1, and you've got Battlefield 1943 on Xbox Live Arcade. That's all the Battlefield games.
Yeah, but they're not on my soundboard.
Oh, all right. Fine. Anyway, moving on, guys. We're going to move on to the news now because we've talked about games enough. We're now going to talk about other people talking about games, basically.
Oh, boy.
Does anybody want to read the first news? We alluded to it earlier on.
Yeah.
A little bit about Xbox.
The Xbox One is back on top, apparently. Microsoft's Xbox One outsold Sony's PlayStation 4 in the United States in September, making it the third straight month that they've come out on top. The Xbox One has outsold the PS4 in the past, but this is the first time this generation that the console claimed the number one spot for 3 months in a row. The Xbox marketing executive Aaron Greenberg is thrilled about the news, sending off a few messages on Twitter about Microsoft's latest win. He's so grateful to everyone who's helped us get back on top, and they've used the hashtag don't call it a comeback.
Nice.
So that's good news for them. I know they've been dominated over the past couple of years by the Sony PS4, but yeah, they're slowly pulling it back. They have made the changes, they have got gamers back on board. I'm a perfect example. I was all for the PS4 originally, and now I play my Xbox One more than my PS4. A lot of that is obviously thanks to Greg with the game sharing, but it has improved a lot. I used to hate the Xbox One's dashboard, but now I don't mind it. It's okay. Massive changes. So they've done a lot to pull things around. And I've said it many times, and I'll say it again, Phil Spencer has been the best thing for Xbox brand ever. So just hope he stays in that job.
I think he's a really good guy. I think I like him. I think he's entertaining. I also think he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's talking about. I think he knows what gamers want as well. And I like how he comes out and like says, look, guys, Recore, you know, I never said it was a 10. You know, it was, you know, a 7. These are 7 games, or these are 8 games. He sort of calls it as it is. He doesn't do that corporate spiel of, this is our fantastic new franchise game and our fantastic new console. It's got to sell millions of copies. What I also think with Microsoft, what they've done this year, I think consistently more than what Sony have been doing, I think, is they've bringing out what you could also almost call AAA games pretty consistently now since, like, the springtime. Like almost every month, we're getting like a massive game from Microsoft. You know, we got like a Quantum Break with the new Forza's coming out, Gears has come out. We had Recore. You know, it's like the kind of thinking to themselves, right? We need actual games, proper games people can talk about. But what they're really good at doing as well, I think, is bringing out varieties of games. I know in a way, you know, apart from Forza, it's all shooting people, but. You know, you've got Recore, which is kind of, you know, that thing. It's got Gears, where it's like the you know, competitive, cooperative type stuff. I think they're really bringing it back to kind of what Xbox was in the 360 heyday. That's what it reminds me of.
That's what it feels like a little bit more. Feels like we're getting back to where we were. You know, I think you hit the nail on the head there, Richard, because I sort of feel right now with my Xbox and my PlayStation, I feel like my Xbox is totally hitting stride. It's got everything that I want.
Yeah.
And my PlayStation now is a cool machine, and it's my machine where I'm going to play some more weird stuff that might be more Japanese and stuff like that. That's going to be now my machine for filling in the gaps.
That is exactly how I'm doing it now, yeah. Because it is a fantastic machine. It is a superb console. But like I said, it's like Kim's just putting in the chat. She doesn't have time for both. Neither do I. It's awful just looking at the two consoles and thinking, which one do I play today? Because you've got to make a decision, and then by the time I've decided, it's too late to play anything. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Third world problems, I suppose. First world problems, should I say. Got that wrong.
Filthy had a massive first world problems before on Twitter. You should have seen the bastard. He goes, oh, no, I've got Gears of War 4 on disc. I wanted a digital code.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, yeah. Because he traded in for the Xbox One S, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't know what he's played at. Just in case people are listening as well on the show, I missed off the Bad Company games earlier with Battlefield because I don't really class them as Battlefield games. Just so you know.
I love the Bad Company games.
Hey, I'm not saying they're bad. Bad Company was fantastic. The single player gave me motion sickness for some weird reason. But Bad Company 2 multiplayer was fantastic on the PC. I just don't class them as Battlefield games. They're more like on the side. I don't know. It's one of them things. Battlefield Vietnam was kind of the same. Battlefield Bad Company 2 Vietnam was a fantastic expansion pack,
yeah,
though.
It was
so good.
Yeah.
But anyway, back onto the news. I'm going to read this one because why not? PSVR launch sales to be in the thousands.
Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah. Production increased to meet demand. I don't know who's demanding all these PSVR people machines because no one's got any money. I don't know. That's just me. I've got no money. Everyone else got money. Sony Computer Entertainment Europe president Jim Ryan, guy no one's ever heard of, said interest in the headset is significant, quotes, and going by pre-order data, which you should never go by because I cancel my pre-orders all the time, sales at launch could be many hundreds of thousands. Some retail stores such as GameStop have already seen PSVR units sell out in many areas, and the company is working with Sony to try and get more product. Kind of like the guys working with Heisenberg in Bad Company.
PlayStation VR, though, was supposed to be sold out way ahead of time.
I thought
like a year ago it was already sold out when it was announced. Or is that...
That's Oculus.
Oculus was
sold out before it was like...
I don't think you can get a PSVR in the shops at the moment. I think it is sold out everywhere.
Yeah.
Anyway, I would like to sort of just do what I've done before, is put my hand up and say to people, thank you very much for those of you who are the early adopters of this hardware.
Yeah.
When it comes to buying it, when it's working cheap and has a good selection, we will be thankful to you.
I'm usually one of these early adopters, but this is, well... Two reasons why I've not gone for this. One is financially, and two is I do like the idea, but I'm not totally sold on it yet. So I'm in the same boat as Fraser, but I know Robin's got it, and I was hoping he might have been on
Robin
tonight.
Can't resist it.
Yeah, but we'll hopefully find out next week what Robin's thoughts are on it. I don't know if it was his massive quantities of wine he'd been drinking or what, but he did say that he was wanting a refund of it today, but only the day before he was saying it was great, so we'll see.
Yeah, he said that diving one, he said he was in the water with the fishes and it was fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he put a picture up of his wife with it on and she looked quite miserable.
It'll just be, I get the feeling, for me, PlayStation VR seems to be probably like an arcade game, is that you go play an arcade game and it's optimized for being in the arcade, and you put your quarter in, or it shows how old I am, you put your dollar in, and it's the most amazing thing you've played, and it's fantastic or whatever. But given, like, free play, you'd probably play it for an hour and go, yeah, okay. Mm. You know, actually.
This is going to be like the light gun for the PS1. Like, you go to the arcades and you play, like, Time Crisis in the arcade with the gun. And some people bought the gun, but... You know, it never really took off.
I think exactly it's that sort of thing. I'm not convinced yet, and I'm desperately waiting to hear this week when the podcasts come out and our friends, not necessarily the industry professionals, because I'm a little bit sometimes bored of the industry professionals who are sometimes afraid to tell it like it is.
Yeah.
But our friends, I'm interested.
You take their word for it, don't you? I've like you, Rich, you suffer headaches and migraines. I do as well quite frequently. And that is another reason what's putting me off getting one of these headsets. I'm worried it's going to exasperate my headaches. So, because it's an expensive outlay to try them and find out that it's no good for you.
So, yeah. It seems expensive for an alternative to real life. Yeah. Real life's free, you know?
Yeah.
But you got to spend 500 quid to go and... I don't know. I don't really... I'm not really a fan of VR. I've been watching it now for like 30 years. Creep. And it just hasn't really got there. I don't think it'll... I can't see console gamers, right? The guys who begrudge paying more than 300 or 400 quid for a console, which is why they're not PC gamers.
Buying paying $20 for a console.
Well, yeah, there you go. Because if you've got a Jag, you know, you don't want to be paying more money. But basically, they've got the upfront cost is going to be 400 quid for a console and then 400 or 500 quid for a VR unit. You might as well at that point get a PC and play your games in better graphics, because you don't want to be sit there like a dickhead with something on your head while your family's having fucking Christmas dinner. It's not going to happen. it's just weird. I don't know. It's going to be niche, I think. You know, more power to you if you want it and you've got it, you know, and if you've got money to burn, like, it's just one of them things. I think it's more of a niche thing and it's not going to be how people play games, I don't think, in 5 years. I really don't. Look at 3D. Where the fuck's 3D? They don't even sell 3D.
I can tell you right now, it's not too difficult to imagine, right, that in 10 years' time, you are going to have, and you can see me on here, but you're going to have your VR thing is going to be straight. It's going to be as light as that phone and as big as that phone. It's not going to look so bad. You're going to be looking back on pictures of yourselves in 10 years' time with this huge thing strapped to your head, like going, the first, what were we thinking?
It's like the first mobile phones, isn't it? Yeah, when we got the first mobile phones, it was like a big house brick it was only good. The thing I found interesting this week is that you can actually use PSVR on other sources of HDMI, so you can use it on a Blu-ray player, you can use it on a satellite box or a Freeview box, you can use it on your Xbox One. Obviously, it only works in cinema mode, you don't get the full 3D immersion, but I thought that was quite cool. I know Corzan tweeted me, said he'd been playing Destiny on his Xbox One with his PSVR on. That was one of the things what always interested me was the ability to watch a Blu-ray on my PS4. If wife wanted to watch all the soaps and all that crap on there, all the Coronation Streets and everything, I can stick a Blu-ray movie on, put the headset on, it's like a 100-foot screen in front of your eyes, and you're fully immersed. So it's like going to the cinema. So that intrigued me more than anything with the VR. And to know that it'll work on any source, that's quite cool, that.
I've got a question from the chat. Anybody reading the chat? Because I'm
I've just read it then and just read it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, starved for help. It said, could you get Fraser's attention? Who is Starved for Help? Is that somebody else we know by another name?
Yeah, it's Getting Tacos, also known as Jason Gollaher. Yes.
You know what? Stardew Valley or one of the Lego games on the... It depends. Where's Stardew Valley? Is that out on the consoles yet? Or are you going to look at purchasing that on the PC?
I think it's only on PC.
It is coming to console, though.
The Lego games are great. Stardew Valley's good.
Yeah, Stardew Valley is sick. It is slick.
Would go Stardew Valley to try something different. It's really got some charm, that game. It's pretty cool.
That's actually part of the monthly Humble Bundle. If you do the Humble membership for October, you get Stardew Valley free if you do a monthly subscription. So, because I've been tempted with that as well. Now we've got the PC wanker and stuff.
So, is it safe for an 8-year-old? Stardew Valley is absolutely safe for an 8-year-old.
Yeah, completely. Unless they're allergic to aubergines, because there's loads of them in it. Loads. News-wise, there isn't really anything else that was worth talking about other than... I thought it was interesting.
Shellfish.
I know we've seen every single day, some cunt comes on the news and says there's going to be more NX news. But to be honest, it's all been hyperbole up until this point. But apparently next week we're going to be getting some NX reveals. So stay tuned for that, guys. NX reveals.
And that, apparently, to me, is more exciting than PlayStation VR.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, exactly. I just want to address Womble's comment in the chat. Me and him address each other's comments quite frequently at the moment. He likens the opinion of VR at the moment to that of the Wii when it was released. I don't remember specifics about the specific launch of the Wii, but all I can tell you is the Wii was a global sensation that was the number one selling console every month for like 10 years. Every month it was like, okay, here's the NPDs. Yep, Wii's number one again with 400 million sales. And second place is Xbox 360 with like 300,000 or whatever. The Wii was like, it was
Wii new. Was amazing, but yeah. It was the Wii got a lot of sales from a casual gaming.
Also cheap, cheap as well.
Yeah,
low barrier for entry. It was new. A lot of grannies had it. It was a family thing. It was.
I can tell you this. I went round to some these are friends of my parents that we went round to visit. So we went to see people 2 weeks ago. A couple both retired. He's 80, whatever. They had a Wii, and I had to set it up for them. They never use it, but they want it set up for when kids come around. I went to go visit some other friends last week. They worked with my dad back in the 60s and 70s, right? They're, you know, wow. He's hitting the late, mid to late 70s. They had a Wii with a balance board. They haven't used it in 5-6 years or whatever, or since they bought the week they bought it, you know.
Yeah.
These people are never, ever going to buy an Xbox or a PlayStation 4. The Wii was something different altogether with where, how many it sold and who it sold to.
Yeah. So. And I think the Wii's, like I said, it's a social family thing. VR's like you on your own in the bedroom with the lights off, literally, like you can't see nothing. It's like it's a solitary thing, whereas the Wii was like a family thing and like friends thing. And me and my brother sometimes just whack out one. Yeah, I said that on purpose. We just whack a bit of Wii Golf on sometimes, move the couch and just, you know, for whatever reason, just because shit's
glad he clarified.
Yeah, that was a really weird, it's like the sword of me misses. I'm just going into these comments. But yeah, I mean, I agree with him that it does seem gimmicky at the moment, but VR's been, you know, in mainstream in terms of video games for us for the best part of a year now. No one seems to really care, and I think it's because of the price, to be honest. I think not many people have got 400 quid to just drop on something new. You know, that's like almost as much as rent. So I think it's just one of them things that if it takes off, it'll take a while and it has to get a lot cheaper. At least it'll drop half price.
It'll get there. At some point in the future, there'll be $50 headsets that don't weigh anything. They're Bluetooth or whatever, wireless, and we can all just put, you know, we can have four of them next to the sofa and everyone can strap one on and it's no big deal. Okay. Right now, you've got $600 behemoth things that make you look like a stormtrooper, you know.
Give it a year.
With wires.
Give it a year. Everybody can be wearing it and using the U-Porn special virtual reality application on their computer device. That's what people are going to be using it for.
Open time store. To invest in the Jurgens.
guys, you know, you might laugh, right? But the internet that we have today is only really there because of the porn industry.
Yeah.
Because people had to come up with algorithms and technology to allow video streaming on the internet of like high-quality, high-res videos.
Yeah, a lot of the technology is from porn, yeah.
The only reason we have YouTube, the only reason we have Netflix is because all of us watch porn. And that is the only reason. So I could almost get on board with you, Fraser. If porn gets into the VR industry, the VR industry will take off and we will get to the point where, what film is it? Where is it? Minority Report, where they're all in these booths and like having fake sex?
Yeah, I think it is.
Minority Report, isn't it? Yeah, because I watched that recently. Yeah. It doesn't hold up that well, you know, to today. Weird. But anyway, no, it's not really. I don't know what it is. I think it's just the pacing or the CGI or something. Something about it just didn't really seem to fit right.
Not that weird eyeball scene.
Yeah, it's just really weird. It's just weird. And again, I've just loads of words. I know the best words. Final Fantasy 15 Deathspiel video shows Noctis makes short work of enemies. I'm just reading VG247 now. I don't even care. I'm trying to find the comment, the news that has the most comments, because I think it might be worth talking about. I can't find it. Moving on. Speakpipes.
Yes, we have two speakpipes. Yeah, we have two. And they are both sort of like related to each other, so they are explained who they're from, so I'll just play them. So here we go, it's the first one.
Well, hello, OC crew. Thank you guys again for covering for me today, allowing me to get out and have some fun. But more importantly, let's talk about some football. Yes, this past week, my San Diego Chargers went up against the hated Denver Broncos. It was basically me against Gary DeFelice. And you know what happened? The good guys won. We defeated the evil. We stopped the oppression. So, for that, I am grateful. And I want to say, suck it, Gary. Your Broncos looked like garbage. And also, Gary, live up to your word. You should be sending in a speak pipe after this one that should be praising just how great my team was and how crappy your team was. But of course, we all know Gary. Likely, he won't send in a speak pipe as he promised. But I don't think we should expect anything different. Anyway, thanks again. And yes, Gary DeFelice, suck it.
I'll just go straight into the second speak pipe, I think. So here we go.
Hello, this is Gary DeFelice, also known as the Real Depot from the Respawn Kings. Just calling to let everybody know how great the San Diego Chargers are. It's a fantastic team, a fantastic organization. Just countless Super Bowl. Never mind. Where's the reset button? Great team and a great area with great fans like Greg DeLacy. I just wanted to say how great the San Diego Chargers are. That's really it. Also, I am the captain of the VG Hub team for Extra Life, and I'm hoping that if you have not joined, you will join or donate to any one of our great participants like Kim Woods or Robin or Greg or Nicole, and I'm sure I'm missing other people.
Yeah, me, myself, you twat.
But please, yeah, give us a donation. Any one of us, all of us, every one of us, give us all $5. Do something. Help sick kids. Have a great show. Until next time. Peace.
I've just put the Extra Life team link in the chat for people if they want to take a look at our roster and who's playing. So yeah, football means fuck all to me, American football. So does that mean anything to you, Kim?
What?
All that crap, does that mean anything to you?
No, the Denver Broncos, not really.
And the San Diego Chargers and all that bullshit.
Neither are my team, so I... Right. I am glad though that they beat the Broncos. So.
Right, yeah. So yeah. So
that's good news.
So they were two boring football speak pipes, so let's move on, I think.
Also yeah, known as armored wank ball for this.
Let's move on to the next topic of the night, which I think we've all been, you know, kind of waiting for. Have we had some questions from the community?
Not what I know of, but I do have some trivia. I've got some trivia questions for you guys.
I'm not ready for trivia yet, Mark. Right, I'm talking about community questions.
All right, okay.
No? Okay. No. Okay, now on to trivia. Mark, I believe we've got some trivia tonight.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, how did you know?
I don't know.
Boy.
I don't know.
Yeah, so I've got the questions, so obviously I've got the answer, so... it gives you time to take part, Rich, because normally when you're hosting, you don't get to take part, and Fraser as well. Yeah. So if you look on the show notes, you'll see there's Rich, Kim and Fraser in the notes. So are you ready for your first question?
Yeah, Mark, you're in my space. Mark, you're in my space.
What?
Mark, you're in my space.
Right, okay, there, I'm out.
Cheers. Cheers.
Yeah, I've moved my fat ass out of your way.
I don't like green.
Right, so question one. These are from Jason Johnson, Teflon 12 on Twitter and Xbox Live, our resident trivia wonderful guru. What is the first name of the protagonist in Watch Dogs? Is it A, Jaden, B, Tristan, C, Aiden, or 4, Elroy?
Tristan!
I actually knew this as well.
I think I know. I think yeah. What's C again? I'm only messing. Right. Read them again for me.
A. Jaden, B. Tristan, C. Aiden, or D. Elroy. And if okay. you're ready to type your answers,
it's definitely D.
right. On the count of three, you ready? One, two, three. Yeah, easy question that way. Everyone's got the same answer. They've all put C, Aiden, and they would all be correct. It was Aiden, yeah. So well done, everyone. So everyone gets a point there. And question two. What is that white stuff on Kim? Is it A, snow, B, cocaine, C, drywalled... No, that's not really a question.
that was weird.
We put that in the WhatsApp chat earlier and I found it quite funny, so I thought I'd have to just put it on the show. Just for people, for clarification, Kim says, when I come on the show, I might be a bit dirty, I might be a bit covered in dust because she's been working on the house today again. Bless her.
Not the one about the plumber. Thank you.
No, you brought that up now. You're going to have to explain now, Kim.
Nope, carry on.
Question two. What is hidden behind the waterfall in the original Legend of Zelda? Is it A...
Sorry, guys.
Is it A, Kim's dust? No, sorry. Is it A, the power bracelet? B, the white sword? C, an item vendor? Or 4, a gambling minigame? What is hidden behind the waterfall in the original Legend of Zelda? Power bracelet, a white sword, an item vendor, or a gambling minigame? Are you guys ready?
Well, yep.
Yeah.
I know Fraser isn't. He's had to vanish, hasn't he? On three, one, two, three. So we've both gone for the same answer again. Rich and Kim's gone C. Fraser's nil and void because he's had to take a phone call. So you've both put an item vendor. You're both sadly wrong. It is actually a gambling minigame.
That was my second guess.
Yeah.
Hold the door.
Yeah. So I had no idea about that because I've never played a Zelda game. Yeah, strike me down. I know, sorry, but yeah, never been.
Don't worry,
Nintendo
I haven't order. Either.
At least you all got 1 point. So well done, guys.
Better to show up than not get drunk and have Chinese food. That's what you know. That's what they always say.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the trivia for this week. So yeah, big thanks to Jason Johnson.
Got another point. I'm happy.
Cheers, fella. I've had what we've been playing on the current topic thing on the stream all show.
All right.
All show. So that's a mistake. So current community. Now we're gonna go into events and happenings, which is you know everybody's favorite segment. Excuse me, I've just burped. We usually have music, but. We don't usually have music. I don't know why I'm saying that, really. New releases for this week, October 15th to October 21st. Someone's left the TH on there, what the hell? I'm going to read these dead quick, guys. I'm just going to fire through them. These are from Game Informer, our friends at Game Informer. We've got Farming Simulator 17. We've got Skylanders Imaginators coming out October 16th. Crazy Machines 3. Eagle Flight is on the Rift. Which is VR, strange things. Exist Archive, The Other Side of the Sky. Now, that doesn't make any sense, because the sky doesn't have sides. Super Dimension, Neptune vs. Sega Hard Girls, or it could be Saga. Is it Sega Hard Girls, I'm reading it right. Batman Return to Arkham. It's coming out on Xbox One and PS4. This is the only game that really matters, guys. Rock Band Rivals, around October 18th. Then we've got Macross Delta Scramble on the Vita. We've got Pixelgate on the PlayStation VR. And then Lego Harry Potter Collection. Now, the two best games of the year are coming out next week. The two best games, right? Civilization 6 is coming on PC. Fantastic game. New art style. I don't care. It looks the business. New districts. And apparently you can do like different, multiple leaders can lead the same civilization now, which is weird. I want to see how that works out. But the main game is Battlefield 1. Mm. Xbox One, PS4, and PC. It's the next in the much beloved franchise. You know, talked about the world over, from school playgrounds to old people's homes. Everyone likes Battlefield, And the next installment's coming out next week. It's going to be massive. It's going to be good. Let's hope the online isn't a bit of a shit show like it was with Battlefield 3 and Battlefield 4. The beta seemed to have no issues. Did you, anyone have any issues with the beta? Getting in games?
Not really, no. Not like the PlayStation launch of the Call of Duty beta this week. That should have been in the news, really. They had big problems, didn't they? They scheduled maintenance at the same time as the launch of the beta.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, that. Communication. That's the problem, no communication. Yeah. But I was really impressed with the Battlefield 1. But do you know what? The cynic in me sat down and said, look, guys, this is only because there's only going to be about 12 people playing it. You know, it's only a beta. There's only going to be about 10 people playing it. How many people played the beta, guys? Wasn't it like 15 million people or something? Ridiculous.
It was a lot.
And the servers were perfect. Any time I played, it was fine. So I've got great hopes for this, so we'll see what happens when it comes out. So Battlefield 1, guys, if you've not already heard, Battlefield 1 comes out next week. By the way, Womble and anyone else in the chat, I'm not logged into Twitch, so I can't type to anyone. So all you fuckers talking, saying stuff, I can't reply, guys. So we're going to have to go through mediation, but Womble has said Civ 6. He said, stick your Battlefield, give me Civ. Yeah, fantastic, mate. If there's anything we can agree on, Civilization 6. It's going to be great.
So Civilization, then, right? I have got Civilization 5, which I bought in the Steam sale last year. And I've never played it because I've not really had a PC good enough to run it. Now I have one.
Yes.
Am I going to enjoy Civ 5? What sort of game is it? Because I love XCOM, turn-based, and this is supposed to be turn-based, so am I going to enjoy this Civ 5 malarkey?
Guys, let's take 2 minutes.
Give me an introduction into it. Sell it to me.
Pitch this. Pretend I'm talking like Sean Bean, because the fact that Sean Bean was talking on the Civ trailer... That just made me absolutely bleed out my eyes. It's fantastic. But anyway, right, picture this, right? There's land tiles. Did you ever play Carcassonne on the Xbox Live?
I did, actually, yeah, on the 360. Okay, so, yeah, did you?
So imagine that, right?
So we got it like free, didn't we?
Yeah, so shaped tiles, okay? Imagine you start off with like a settler or whatever. You start off with a guy. The clouds everywhere because you can't see. Fog of war. You lay down your city. Opens up a few more tiles to the side. You choose something, build a granary or whatever, or build a scout, build some military, and it's you take a turn, and in that turn, everyone else on the game, you can have like loads, like dozens of like civilizations. You can have a massive game if you want that lasts like actual weeks of real life, or you can just have a small one. And then when you do your next turn, when you like because it's turn based, everyone in the world does their turn, and then time moves forward. So you start off like 5000 BC or whatever, and it goes up a little bit, and then you research the technology. And then you build a base, you build something, and then you discover barbarians. Oh my god, barbarians! What are we gonna do? Well, you attack the barbarians, right? And then you kill them. And then I can't remember which civilization it is. I think it might be the Romans. I'm not sure, but I think it's the Romans. You take over the barbarians. There's a chance you'll get that unit as your military unit. You'll convert them to you,
right.
And then you meet a civilization, most likely a city state. Now, city states, Mark, are civilizations that are just one city, so they don't expand.
Right.
You know, they don't have multiple cities. They're a city-state. So you get, like, off the top of my head, just city-states. Venice, I think, might be one. I'm not sure. And they usually, like, say, oh, there's a barbarian camp across the way, mister. Kill it and we'll be your friends. So you can, like, join them. And then Gandhi will pop up out of nowhere. Or Cleopatra or whatever. And they'll
be like... flip-flops.
With his flip-flops, and he'd be like, hey, you know, let's be friends, you know? And then, but they'll say, like, oh, I want, you know, loads of, like, silk. To be friends,
right?
And nothing in return. Like unless you give them all that silk, they won't be your friend. So there's a bit of diplomacy and all that. Mm. And you can. There's loads of ways to win. You've got Civ 5. Have you got the expansions? You've got Gods and Kings and Brave New World.
I got. Yeah, it came as a complete bundle. It was
Civ 5 complete.
Yeah,
okay.
But you got everything with it. So
Brave New World really made it kind of what it was.
Is that where you can go into space, can't you, or something?
It just changed sort of some of how the game sort of plays. You know, I can't really explain it. But basically, Civ 6 was kind of not really what people thought it was going to be when it came out. Gods and Kings kind of improved it a little bit, made religion like a big thing, and like you could have a religion, you can found your own religion and stuff like that, and your people are happy. But then like Brave New World came out, and it just sort of like set the tone for like changed a few things, made it better. If you like XCOM. I think you'll like Civ, but Civ is long. I've never played XCOM, so we don't know how long the games are, but Civ is like tends to be quite long games. It doesn't have to be. Yeah. It tends to be like hours.
That's what's put me off starting the game, because I remember Chris Matthew I don't know if it was Civ 4 or 5 when that came out, when he was on the Overseas Connection podcast before he deserted us all. I'm only joking, Chris. He played this game, and he had one game, and I think it lasted him 4 months, on and off, in between saves. It took him 4 months to complete a game.
Yeah, because you set the game time, so the speed of the game, and there's like normal or whatever, or like, you know, quick game and stuff like that. But I think it's called Epic, and it literally lasts like weeks, weeks and weeks. Because when you do a next turn, it usually jumps forward like 50 years or 100 years or something like that. So you kind of go up the ages quite quickly. And I think it slows down towards the modern age. So it only goes up like 10 years at a time and stuff when you get to like the more modern age or something like that. But on Epic, it just slows it right down. So it takes ages, but research takes longer as well. Yeah. Like, researchers will take like 50 turns, and you think, right, what the fuck? What's going to happen in 50 turns? But, mate, stuff happens. Things happen. And it's just a beautiful game. It's just like, I don't know. It's not really in my heart as much as Age of Empires is. Age of Empires was my game. I was more RTS than turn-based.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the quick, I like the rush, I like the, you know, building quick.
The micromanaging.
Micromanaging, you know, building strategies, you know, build times and all that sort of stuff. Back in the day, I was in an Age of Empires 2 clan. It was one of my first things with like online gaming. I was in a clan, and we used to like watch championships like with Korean players and stuff like that. And then watch, because Age of Empires 2 had built in video game recording. It was like a specific like Age of Empires 2 file, and you could upload them to the internet and download them, so you could watch people's games. This was in like 1999 or 2000 or whatever it was.
Well, it's funny you mentioned Age of Empires 2, because guess what else I got in a Humble Bundle deal once, which I've never played? I've got Age of Empires 2. I've got that.
Was it the HD?
Yeah, I think so. So I've got that as well. So I've got all these games to play, which is not enough time. I need to take a year off work, I think, don't I? Just play all these games.
That's what I did. I've just been living off the tea. My missus buys me.
Yeah.
I'm not really. I work all the time. It's annoying. It's shit. Yeah. Anyway, that was the new releases, guys. Monthly freebies this month. We've got Xbox One freebies. I can see Kim's sneaking into the new releases there. Why don't you use your beautiful voice, Kim, and tell the listeners what's coming?
Alrighty, for the Xbox One, we have Super Mega Baseball Extra Innings. That's October 1st through the 30th. And we have The Escapists, which will be available tomorrow, October 16th through November 15th. If you wanted Assassin's Creed Chronicles China, well, you missed out. So, and next, for the 360, we have today is your last day to pick up MTX versus ATV Reflex. And starting also today is I Am Alive.
Yeah, sorry, that should be 16.
Okay, tomorrow you will get I Am Alive.
Well, it's technically today in the UK. It's now the 16th in the UK.
Mm. Oh, there you go.
So you're not giving mum information there.
I think the PlayStation offerings are better this month, Kim. Why don't you give us the PlayStation ones?
Alrighty, your PS Plus for October is Resident Evil, Transformers Devastation, Mad Riders for the PS3, From Dust for the PS3. I'm not even going to tell you what I think about From Dust, but anyway.
Yeah.
Code, Realize, Guardian of Rebirth for the Vita, and Actual Sunlight for the Vita.
Yeah, there you go. Resident Evil is actually the Resident Evil original HD remake that they did. Free. So jump on and get it. Yeah. Resident Evil original is fantastic. I've got the GameCube.
Have you played it?
The GameCube over there.
Yeah. I've downloaded the Resident Evil freebie this month, but I've not had a chance to play it yet. But I'm bored to play that because Resident Evil was one of the first sort of like games I ever played on PS1.
It was terrible.
It was so graphically clunky and janky. Yeah, but I still really enjoyed it.
I think it's Resident Evil 1's in the mansion in the woods, but Resident Evil 2, I'll always remember when you Chris, is it Chris or Leon? You're Leon, aren't you? Leon Redfield, isn't it?
I don't know.
You're Leon from Raccoon City PD, and on the beginning of the game, if you're playing as Leon on that disc, you go in the shop, and the guy points his hand at you and says, "Hey, you, get out of here," or whatever, and his hand's just a block. Just a polygon.
Is it like a Minecraft hand?
Yeah, it's like a Minecraft hand, and I think it might have fingernails painted on, and it's just, it was terrible then, but yeah, but this is the remake, the HD remake of the HD remake of the original. So this is like a remake of the GameCube version, which was fantastic. If no one's played the Resident Evil 1, the remake for GameCube, and now on the new one, it's brilliant. I'm looking forward to Resident Evil 2, because that was... I liked Resident Evil 2 a lot. Resident Evil 3 I completed in like 6 hours, me and my cousin. We went through, and then we went through with a guide and tried to get like a rating, because it used to rate you. Do you remember that? Japanese games used to give you a rating at the end of the game when you complete this. Yeah,
Devil May Cry does it as well.
Yeah, it never does that anymore. Now you just like autosave. Yay! Autosave, thanks. Playdates, what's coming up playdates-wise? We've got car racing, motorsport stuff. Anything going on?
We've got a club in Forza Horizon 3. Funnily enough, it's called the OC Podcast Club. So if you've got Forza Horizon 3, when you get to the point in the game where you can join a club, do a search for OC Podcast and join our club. We've got quite a few members now. We're doing quite well in the rankings. Mainly thanks to Night Raven, a.k.a. I'm Black Thunder on Xbox Live. He's doing fantastic for our club. So, yeah, all good stuff.
Yeah, Rain God Zippo just said in the chat that there were multiple leaders in the previous civs. What I'm talking about specifically is, I think I read today that a civilization can have multiples. So I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know if it's like multiple people at the same time, or there's an option, like when you go, you know, England, do you choose between different leaders or whatever? I'm not sure how it works, but that's kind of how I read it. As to the Resident Evil 3 in Japanese, yeah, Resident Evil 3 was confusing anyway. Stars! That bloody nemesis coming after you. But yeah, Japanese, that was crazy. I think we played like an imported Final Fantasy VIII in Japanese on PlayStation. You know, back when everyone just had rip-off PlayStations.
Yeah.
We couldn't play it, yeah. It was ridiculous. Anyway, victories achieved this week. We give people basically no money, but we just give them like money if they win for completing games. So we're encouraging people to sit on their ass and do nothing but play games. It's fantastic. Capitalism. It runs from 1st of September to the 30th of November. You can win. If you win, you win $20 or 15 smackaroons in real money. On PSN, Xbox Live, or Steam. This week, victories achieved, updated for the 15th, which I don't think is actually the latest one, is it, guys?
Yeah, Robin's updated it yesterday.
For the 15th? All right, cool.
Friday updated it.
So our very own, Nicole, she completed Gears 4. Fucking hell. It came out last night. Amras 89, the man, the myth, the legend, he completed Actual Sunlight. It's funny that we're calling games like Actual. It's Actual Sunlight what he played. I think he's just making them up now. He basically went to the shops. That's what he did. Caliburn M, he finished Hitman Blood Money, which is the old one, isn't it? That's the old one. But didn't they give you a free version with the new Hitman or something? Is that why he's...
I don't know.
I think they did something like that where if you got the new one, there's like Legendary Edition or you got a free one.
I know there's collection packs on the PlayStation Store, so you get the older ones, like a pack of three of them. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Batch himself, he's completed Outlast. That's a scary game.
Yeah, it is a scary game. I'm halfway through that. It's scary shit,
I've started it twice and have yet to finish, even like the first major part, really. And Kozigan has finished Split Second. That's that, like, James Bond meets Mario Kart game, isn't it?
That's an old game, is that? Yeah, a 360 game. It was quite a good game, that. That came out the same time as Blur, and there was a bit of competition between the two, wasn't there? Yeah. But Split Second, the scenery used to change, didn't it?
Stuff used to collapse or whatever, didn't it?
Yeah, cool game.
My only memory of Split Second is when Chinny played it at EGX. That's just my memory of it. When I think of Split Second, I think of Chinny saying how it kept crashing and freezing. While we're talking about special editions, guys, I know we were sort of, you know, dogging on PlayStation before a little bit, but have you seen that Rise of the Tomb Raider special edition?
Mm-mm. No.
No, right? They are releasing... No, because they've got Rise of the Tomb Raider now.
It's in the original PlayStation 1 box, is it? Is that the one?
In a PlayStation 1 case.
Yeah. That's looks really cool. It's got the original inlay card and everything, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's an old PS1 game. I think that's just amazing. Yeah. So well done, Sony. Well done to own it. I think that's just really cool. The completion chart, at the moment, we're up to $304.50. because Robin's donating real money.
Yeah.
To Extra Life. A dollar.
Every point, he puts a dollar in, yeah.
Yeah, so you get a point for completing the game and the victories achieved. And for every game completed, every point earned, Robin is putting hard-earned cash, we're talking fat stacks, into the kitty for the poor kids of Extra Life. I don't know what they're going to do with the money, but it goes to loads of good causes, hospitals and things like that. So, yeah, that's fantastic. That so far, we've got 52 people. Have been scoring, so we're coming up really well. Caliburn M is in the lead. I didn't think Amras would be struggling this time round.
Yeah, he slowed right down. I think he's trying to pick the steam back up again. Yeah,
I tried to figure out what it was. I know Grey's Anatomy came back out. Maybe that's it.
We did play a lot of Minecraft Windows 10 edition on the when we rented a server. We had what were the servers called now? Realms, yeah, that's it. Nicole rented a realm, so we were all on there for quite a while. So that took a bit of his time up.
Yeah, Womble wants to play as independent Scotland in Civilization. I actually don't think that'll happen, but I wouldn't be surprised if that was a mod.
Can I just say, while we're talking about Scotland, right, Womble's going to absolutely hate me for this, but what the fuck was Scotland wearing in their last football match? Bright pink, are you having a fucking laugh? So, yeah, so that's all I'm going to say about Scotland at the moment.
I think maybe one of the interns did the washing.
Yeah.
And, like a Liverpool scarf.
Yeah.
Because, like, Liverpool and Celtic kind of get along, so maybe, like, a Celtic fan had a Liverpool scarf and it went in with the kit or whatever, it came out all shocking. Who knows?
But you expect their national team to be, like, big, burly men and in dark blue and scaring the opposition, but no, they were in fucking bright pink. What a bunch of fucking pansies they looked.
Yeah, Scotland are supposed to be like the British Isles version of like the All Blacks. They're supposed to be like fierce.
Yeah. Did you see that phrase of the qualifying game, Scotland? The football kit?
No. Oh, the pink.
Yeah, fucking hell, yeah. Bright
good
pink.
For them.
Yeah. So, we were just talking about Scotland and independence and Womble's wanting his independence and all this lot, and he's going to be Braveheart, Rob Roy and all that lot in the Civilization games, but bright pink? Nah, I don't think that cuts it.
You never know, never say never.
Yeah. Well, we did lose, so...
Real men wear pink. A football game. I don't believe you.
Apparently real men wear pink. Maybe, I don't know. I don't really know any real men.
Real men wear pink, but then claim that it's salmon.
Yeah. Salmon. I had a salmon shirt, actually. Fuck you. River Island.
No, I've got a salmon shirt. I tell everybody at work it's salmon.
Yeah, Rego Zippo's just put real men wear pink, but I think that's going a bit too far, is it?
I'm really dying here. I need a drink of water. But we're at the end of the show now. That's a wrap, really.
Oh, I've come back right at the right time.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of nonsense to talk about. Do we do the nonsense?
Yeah.
Are we doing the nonsense?
Yeah, I can run through it if you want.
Go for it.
So if you want to be part of the conversation, we broadcast weekly on Twitch, twitch.tv/OC podcast. That's 11 PM UK time, 3 PM West Coast, or 6 PM on the East Coast. If you're in any other time zone, then you can look on Google. You can email the show, podcast@ocpod.com. We are on Twitter, so you can tweet us @OC_podcast, and Bongo will get back to you as soon as he sees that. We have a Facebook group. You can find us on fb.ocpod.com. That's a shortcut to get to our Facebook group page. There's quite a lot of active people on there, so join in the conversation on there. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. We have an audio version of this podcast as well as a video live version. So you can get us on there if you want to listen to us on the move on your iPod or other MP3 device. Also, you can give us reviews on iTunes and on YouTube. So, give us a 5-star review. That'd be absolutely wonderful if you could do that. And don't forget to join the OC Podcast Club on the Xbox One if you're a preview member, soon to become available to all members, and also the club on Forza Horizon. So I think we're ready for some shout-outs, Rich. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll just quick shout-out to our sponsors. You guys in the webcam can't see me on the webcam, so you'll have to see me on the live stream. Nice Day Highlighters. Have a nice day. Highlight the shit out of it. shout outs. Fraser, why don't you give us a shout out because you were away on business.
Yeah, I was actually. I'll give a shout out to my boss there for dragging me away from the podcast for a while. So apologies for that, everyone. I'll give a shout. You know what? Let's give a shout out to the Rich for doing such a great job hosting today and taking care of us.
Couldn't think of anything else to say, really.
That's all you're going to get. Yeah, yep, nice to be podcasting with Gigi and Mark, as usual, and love to the rest of the crew, wherever they may be or whatever they may be doing. Mark?
I've just got one shout-out this week. It's a massive one to Richard Natras, our good fellow podcasting friend from the Entertain Nerd, and... also the Boss Wave, so a big shout out to him and his family. They've had a sad loss this weekend. They were sort of like expecting it, I suppose, but it still doesn't make it any easier. So just massive hugs and kisses, and we're all here for you if you want to chat, and just generally we're there for you. So that's got me all flustered. I don't know what to say now. So over to Kim.
Oh, well said, Mark.
So over to Kim.
Alrighty. I want to say a shout out to you guys. And Rich, welcome back, dude. You know, it's great, like usual. Of course, our viewers and our listeners and all that. And, you know, you guys are the reason we do this. So, and as always, if you want to find me, I am GamerGirl27 on the Xbox. That's Steam, that's Twitter, you know, pretty much the only places I am. So, yeah, have a good weekend, y'all. Oh, you want to say hi?
Look at those curls.
Hi, Tony.
This is my nephew, Tony. I'm sure you all know who he is by now. So
I think I've heard about him.
Never do, yeah. We don't talk very much, you know. Right?
Looks like a Milky Bar kid. That's the blondest hair I've ever seen.
Right?
He's going to be playing lacrosse and breaking hearts, isn't he, when he's older?
Probably.
You can tell. I can always tell.
You're quite the kid, aren't you?
It's weird. It's a gift. I can tell who's going to be lacrosse players. It's really strange. I want to say shout outs and thanks to all the people listening live tonight. I just want to say that despite all our differences, we all come together and play games, like in World War One, like in Battlefield One.
Rich, that's a very odd. Where did the lacrosse come from? Where does that come from?
I watched American Pie 2 last night.
And, yeah, it was on TV, yeah.
The guy's a lacrosse player, isn't he?
Is he? Oh, I didn't know. I played lacrosse when I was a kid, 4 years.
Well done. I'm doing my shout outs.
There you go.
I'm only messing.
There you go.
Now, I just want to say, like Battlefield, we come together in no man's land to play football. And by football, I mean games. So we all play together. Despite what goes on in the world, there's a lot of angry politics going on. But it's good that we all come back down to what actually matters, and that's achievements and podcasts. I mean, what else is there?
And completions.
Completions, achievements, and podcasts. So shout out to all the people in the chat tonight. I don't have all the names. If anyone else,
it's been quite busy, hasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. If I miss anyone, I'm sorry, but we've had Womble, we've had Rain God Zippo, we've had Starve for Help, which is getting tacos off the Twitters. we've had who else have we had in here tonight? I think that's it in the chat, isn't it? There's a few people viewing, but I don't think I can get the viewers list, or can I? Hold on, it's just coming up now. No, that's it. I can't really see anyone else. But if there was anyone in there before and I missed you, sorry. Again, lots of things go out to Nat, so you know. Stuff happens, and in the community we all come together. And we all sort of share, you know, we share the pain because we feel it for you. So on that note, I just want to say thanks to everybody for listening. Thanks for tuning in every week. Have a great week, everybody.
Sorry, I got
that was such a nice outro as well.
Sorry.
So nice.
Sorry, go, Mark.
Fuck's sake, roll the credits. Roll the credits.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you. you same time next week.
I may not be available, guys, so have a great show and have a good time. I have a shitty day ahead of me tomorrow, so yeah, I'm partying tonight. Have a good show. I won't be there. And if I'm there, turn me away.